Morning, SP. Morning, SP. Let's open with a word of prayer. Lord God, may your presence be with us this morning. Ready our hearts to receive you, and may I utter your words that give life to all those who hear this message. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Yesterday was a special day, Thanksgiving in the U.S., and many of us in this church also celebrate this festival, probably because a number of us from North America, including our senior pastor, P-Sam, and I think that's probably why we celebrate it here in this church as well. So today I feel like we should look into giving thanks to God. So let's turn to 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 18. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 18. In everything, give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. In everything, give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. I have three short parts to this sharing. First is, why is Thanksgiving God's will? Second is, what do we get out of it? What do we get out of Thanksgiving? And third, how do we give thanks in everything? So before I begin, let's answer what is give thanks first. Give thanks, when I look in the dictionary, it's about being grateful or express gratitude or being thankful, or from the Oxford English Dictionary, ready to show appreciation and to return kindness. Ready to show appreciation and to return kindness. And also, when I look into the concordance, the give thanks part is usually relating to give thanks to God. So why is Thanksgiving God's will? Or why does give thanks fit the character of God so much? If you think about it, when you thank someone or being grateful to someone, you actually lift that person up, lift that person to a place higher than you, so you effectively honoring the person. So whenever you're grateful to God or honest to God, is what you do when you give thanks to the person. Whenever you thank God, you honor God. And we can thank God for what he did for us. So, for example, I thank God for helping me to have some idea or give me the idea of what to share at the EMP. And the other thing we could often give thanks is give thanks for the character of the person. Give thanks for who he is rather than just what he did. So, for example, I'm thankful that God is faithful. Or I'm thankful that Jason is a very kind person. So his interaction with me, I also benefit as well. So, giving thanks to God, honors God, which is always his will. That's the first minor point. The second sub-point is give thanks to God, strengthen your relationship with God. Give thanks to God, strengthen your relationship with God. So again, if we think about when you're grateful to a person, it's give opportunity to build up your relationship with that person. So you might actually want to develop that relationship further, and in turn, that person's also warm to your relationship as well. So, and also, I guess, like, as God always wants to have a deeper relationship with you or all of us, giving thanks, if giving thanks leads to strengthening this relationship, so being grateful to God must also be God's will, because he wants a relationship with you. Third point, give thanks, or giving thanks to God leads you to want to return kindness to other. So we talk about one of the definitions, that giving thanks, there is a steadiness. Sorry, there's a readiness to show appreciation and to return kindness. So because God is good to you, you are more likely to want to serve others, to bless others. God loves us to be a blessing to others and call us to serve anyone in need. So if giving thanks leads to this, being grateful to God must also be God's will. The second part, what does thankfulness do to us? What do we get out of thanksgiving? When I was researching this, I thought I would share very quickly on these benefits of gratitude or thankfulness when I come across it from Psychology Today. So apparently these 7 points are scientifically proven benefits of being thankful. So I just read it out very quickly. First one, thankfulness opens the door to more relationship. Second, thankfulness improves physical health. Third, thankfulness improves psychological health. So it increases positive emotions such as love and kindness to others. It also reduces negative emotions such as envy, hatred, and anger. It enhances our feelings of happiness and well-being. So 4 point, thankfulness enhances empathy and reduces aggression. Reduce aggression. That's good and interesting to know. Thankful people sleep better. Thankfulness improves self-esteem. Thankfulness increases mental strength. So all of these are clinically proven. If you want to double check, if you just Google Psychology Today, you'll find the research papers related to these as well. So now back to more God-oriented on what do we get out of thanksgiving towards God. I also have 7 points. These are very quick as well. So first point, thanksgiving is a form of worship which helps us to connect with God. So yeah, when we give thanks, it's actually help us to connect with God, because it's a form of worship. So as you give thanks, you are worshiping God. So if we, it's quite biblical about this. So Psalm 100, verse 4, I'll just read it out. You don't need to turn there. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his God with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name. Second point, thanksgiving motivates us to look for his purpose in our circumstances. Thanksgiving motivates us to look for his purpose in our circumstances. So knowing that God allows hurts and troubles in our lives for his good purpose, that's Romans 8, 28, 29, that takes the edge of the pain somehow. Even if we don't understand why we're going through suffering, we can thank God because we know that in his time, he will somehow work in all work it all out for good for those who love him and who are called according to his purpose. A third point, thanking God, focus our attention on him rather than on our circumstances. So whenever we thank God, our eyes, our minds and heart turn towards God and less on the circumstances and difficulties. So the key to a grateful heart begins with understanding the Lord's character, because knowing his goodness motivates us to trust him and to be grateful to him. So when we thank him in tough times, he gets bigger and the circumstances become smaller. Fourth point, thanksgiving helps to bring our will to submit to God's will or come into alignment with God's will when we give thanks. So you might remember in Luke 22:42, it says, "Not my will, but yours will be done." So gratitude helps us to acknowledge that God's will is the best, even if it's hard. In that way, we are able to release our hold on what we want. So here, I can say that there's freedom in submission. There's freedom in not having what we want. And although the circumstances may remain the same, submission changes our heart. So the fifth point, thanksgiving gives us a posture of humility. So it reminds us of our constant dependence on God. Pride, self-sufficiency, and independence evaporates whenever we are trapped in a situation that leaves us helpless and hopeless. If there's no way out, thanking God for his control over all things reminds us that he alone is our strength. Sixth point, thanksgiving gives us eternal perspective. So you might remember 2 Corinthians 4, 16 to 18, where Paul talks about our present suffering is momentary light affliction. So if you are going through a really hard time, those words probably sound ridiculous. But what Paul is comparing is that our situation here and now on earth with what awaits us in eternity. So for him, Paul has about 30 years of Christian life of pain and hardship. And all those near-death experience, what he was saying was that was no match for the eternal weight of glory awaits him. So it's really incredible that your present pain has the potential to produce incomparable glory for you in heaven. That's quite amazing. The seventh point, thanksgiving transforms anxiety into peace, which surpasses all understanding. So that's Philippians 4, verse 6 to 7. So in your experience of difficult situations, you probably were anxious at times. You probably realized, like what I did as well, that complaining, getting angry with God didn't change your circumstances, but once you start thanking him, then you could receive his comprehensible peace, even when your situation didn't change for quite a while. But God's peace guards your heart. So after hearing all these benefits, whether it's clinically, scientifically proven, about your positive things happening to your physical, mental health, or your relationship, or how thanksgiving draws you closer to God and eternity. Now we should ask, how do we do it? So I'm sure that we have had experience that it's hard to give thanks sometimes when tragedy has struck our lives. We don't want to thank God. But scripture reminds us, Psalms 106:1 says, "Praise the Lord, O give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his loving kindness is everlasting." So here, we are not told to give thanks to the Lord because we feel good. We are to give thanks to the Lord because he is good. This is a command. In everything, give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. This is a command. It has nothing to do with our feelings, but it's a choice to do what God commands us to do. Whenever God gives us a command in the Bible, it is for sure for our benefits. And we just listed 14 of them, including both towards God and to the from Psychology Today. I know being grateful for suffering doesn't make much sense, and I'm sure you agree with me too. Yet I don't know that we ever will fully know what was good or bad in our lives until much later. I would even suggest that what you are thinking of as a bad thing today may turn out to be a good thing tomorrow or down the road. And what you have thought of as a good thing may in time turn out to be not so good or even bad thing. As you look back in time, you will be able to say to the Lord, knew what he was doing. God will take the events of our lives, the good things and the so-called bad things, and put them through a season. Then when it's all done, or even much later, we can realize that it is good. What may seem bad today actually, it may be good in some way tomorrow. So the bottom line is we need to trust God. We need to trust God. So I'll invite our worship team here to play some music. So to give thanks, we must recognize that God is in control of all circumstances surrounding our lives. We must realize that God loves us and is always looking for our eternal benefit. Have you been thanking God? Don't wait until another Thanksgiving Day next year for us to give thanks. For Christian, I think every day is supposed to be Thanksgiving. The choice to give thanks isn't always easy. Most of the time, we would rather get out of difficulties than thank God through difficulties. But have you ever considered that he may actually want you to stay in a painful situation for some time? You might think that this may not sound like something from a loving God would do. But remember, his goal is to do what is best for you, not what makes you comfortable, convenient for you, or even enjoyable at times. The transformation starts with two simple words, offer from the heart. Thank you. These are the two simple words. Thank you. Say them over and over. And then say them again, thanking God. So what can you be thankful for today or this past year? Take a moment to thank God for who He is and what He has done.
the goodness of God. I will sing of the goodness of God.
Lord God, we're so thankful that this Thanksgiving, this festivity, help us to remember to recount your blessing, your goodness in our lives, an opportunity to share about your faithfulness. May we continue to remember you and honor you in our thoughts and deeds. In your precious Son's name we pray. Amen. Let's turn to community prayer. Yes, even though our friends, communities, they are suffering from cancers and having therapy, just pray that they can also give thanks to God in the midst of these tough times as well. That will draw them close to them, and that the circumstances will become much smaller, but God grows bigger in their life. Let's continue to pray for those who are suffering from illness and don't know Jesus. Yes, pray that as people give thanks that and share the story of God's faithfulness, I guess throughout this week there's still more Thanksgiving gathering there, that they also know of God's faithfulness and goodness, and come to trust in them, trust in Him. Let's pray for those who are suffering from other infirmities as well. We continue to pray for those who are looking for work, and yes, may our brothers here able to, and sister here to able to give thanks to God that He continues to provide in faith. Today we pray for Japan and Cambodia as our mission focus. Yes, pray for preparation for P. Sophia to start at SP Tokyo next year. Also, yes, pray for our partner, Grace, our missionaries, and P. Genio as well. Continue to lift up the missions councils that we connect with the right NGOs and missionaries that are guided by God and that will just simply obey and do His work, that we hear God well and just do His work. Continue to lift up local outreach team, Iga Pay, Homie, SP Lights, Freedom, Bridge, Recreations. And there are a lot of Christmas outreach coming up as well that's related to this ministry. Pray that God send the right volunteer to serve, as well as God moving in the Christmas outreach as well. We also pray for foster and adoption ministry, pray for covering for Cadence, and I think after last week's conference, there's some follow-up as well. Just pray for the right follow-ups and connections that just build up Hong Kong to take care of those who are fatherless. Tonight we have an IP intercessory prayer, the youth retreat starting tonight, as well as the love after marriage retreat starting tonight, as well as SPU. So yeah, pray for God's presence in all of these things, guiding and leading all people, and especially touch the hearts of the Lamb couples and the youth, that they will experience God and life change for the family and for the youth of Hong Kong here in SPU. We also pray for House Churches, Elements, Go, McCain, McDaddy, McRobinson. And yes, it's probably Thanksgiving meal as well as some talks of the gifts of the faith. So yes, pray for God's presence there, guiding the House Church leaders and all these House Churches. And lastly, and not least, we pray for Hong Kong, and yes, we give thanks to God in the midst of the circumstances, and we say that He is good and He is in control. Lord God, we thank You today that we can give thanks to You and focus on You and less on our circumstances. We thank You that You want us to draw closer to You. We thank You that we can worship You so simply by just giving thanks and honoring You. We ask that, yes, Lord God, that You enable us to give thanks every day, for it draws us closer to You. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please continue to spend time in your personal prayer, and see you this weekend. Bye-bye.